Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Insemmilkom jina ġezmin saliba nil-għakom għall-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm Il-Balomba. Il-programm li għamtella mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta u illi fih nitkellmu dwar l-inizjattivi l-ħidma li tkun saret mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea u aħbarijiet oħrajn minn perspettiva Ewropea anka fid-dawl ta' dak li jkun qiegħed jiġi imniedi u ppubblikat. Numru ta' issues fuq l-agenda, is-saħħa tibqa' tiddomina l-kwistjoni tal-pandemija tal-COVID-19, l-impatt fuq l-ekonomija, l-impatt fuq aspetti oħrajn tal-politika tal-Unjoni Ewropea u fost dawn ukoll hemm il-sitwazzjoni tal-saħħa in ġenerali. Wara l-kwistjoni tal-vaċċin li trattajna l-ġimgħa li għaddiet, kien imiss il-ġimgħa f'dawn il-ħarjiem tiġi mnedija politika importanti mingħata l-Unjoni Ewropea dwar il-kanċer, politika illi għandha lan illi tħares lejn aspett importanti illi madwaru jista' jkun illi jkun hemm il-qofol ukoll tal-politika Ewropea ta' Unjoni Ewropea dwar il-saħħa. Fejn teknoloġiji u b'riċerki u anka innovazzjoni jkun hemm il-bidu ta' politika u ta' ħidma illi permezz tagħha tqarreb lejn xulxin il-pajjiżi membri fl-Unjoni Ewropea u anka fil-kuntest ta' dan anka tingħata direzzjoni u attenzjoni lejn aspetti kruċjali. Tantu hekk illi minnaħa tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea din il-politika dwar il-kanċer li ġiet imnedija u pubblikata fil-jiem li għaddew hemm aspetti illi jirġu ma' xulxin aspetti varji ta' politika Ewropea minn l-impjiegi għall-edukazzjoni, politika soċjali, ugwaljanza u magħhom minsuġa wkoll politiki oħra Ewropej illi hemm l-ambjent, il-klima, trasport, il-politika għan-nifisa ta' koeżjoni, it-tassazzjoni u l-marketing. U jista' jkun illi hawnhekk qegħdin naraw il-bidu ta' din ir-realtà illi ser inkunu qegħdin nesperjenzaw fil-futur. Fil-fatt hemm erba' livelli ta' azzjoni, waħda minnhom hija l-prevenzjoni, il-possibilità li wieħed ikun jista' jinduna bl-affarijiet qabel, id-dajanjosi u trattament u anka t-titjib fil-kwalità tal-ħajja. Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, Ursula von der Leyen, tkellmet dwar il-fatt li waqt l-2020 ser kienet magħrufa u konna qegħdin niġġieldu il-problema tal-COVID-19, ħafna kienu qegħdin imutu minħabba l-ġlieda tagħhom kontra l-marta tal-kanċer. Kien hemm 1.3 miljun Ewropew li mietu minħabba din il-marta u għalhekk il-pjan huwa f'dan il-kuntest immirat illi iħares lejn din is-sitwazzjoni. Hija interessanti, traġika ta' dwejja, però tibqa' fatt statistikament interessanti, li fl-2020 kien hemm 2.7 miljun persuna li ġew dejjem nistabu li kellhom il-COVID fl-Ewropa. U kien 1.3 miljun persuna oħra li kif qedna mietu għal dan minħabba din il-marda. Satanitant ser nieħdu l-opportunità biex nisimgħu il-diskors li għamlet il-Kummissarju tas-Saħħa Stella Kyriakides dwar dan il-politika, dwar din il-politika Ewropea.
Gentlemen, I'm truly honored to welcome you to the launch today of Europe's Beating Cancer Plan, a plan that is presented in the middle of an unprecedented COVID-19 pandemic, but a plan that also gives us hope I believe, to for the future for so many cancer patients and their families and citizens and European citizens. And as the Vice President Schinas has said, it was exactly 1 year ago when we stood together beginning the journey in the European Parliament, shoulder to shoulder with cancer patients, with scientists, with medical professionals, with partners, together with President von der Leyen, Vice President Schinas and the members of the European Parliament. And we took the first step then towards a new EU approach in cancer prevention, in diagnosis, treatment and, of course, care. And today, after 12 months of listening, of consultation, and I would say of learning as well, we mark another important step in this journey. If I may be allowed to share with you a journey which for myself is very much sharing, making the personal experience political, because we are all aware that in so many member states there is a lack of information, there is inequality of access, there is stigma and fear associated with this, with this disease or with the word cancer alone. And for us it is important that we needed to do more and we needed to do different. We are truly privileged to be here with Vice President Schinas and to be in a position to bring forward a plan that we hope will have an impact on the life of so many Europeans. This year finds us in the middle of the pandemic, and of course this has impacted greatly on the lives of cancer patients. 2.7 million people are diagnosed with cancer in the EU, while another 1.3 million of Europeans lost their lives. And throughout this pandemic, and speaking with stakeholders and patient organizations, so many cancer patients have not had access to their treatments in time, and so many citizens have not accessed screening programs. And this had as a result the decrease in the number of cancer diagnoses, which is in itself a very worrying situation. And we need to be very clear here that unless we take very clear and urgent and decisive steps, and actions, more and more Europeans will be losing their lives to cancer. And more lives will be turned upside down because every time you have a cancer diagnosis, the whole environment, the family, face the same sort of pain and fear. And I always say that having a cancer diagnosis has the same ripple effect as throwing a stone in a lake. And you see the lake, the ripples of the water going outwards, and this is what it's like. The patient may be in the middle, but everybody around them is affected by this. And we're here to try and bring about change. So with the launch of Europe's Beating Cancer Plan, we want to make a difference to this in the future and to have an impact on cancer care in the coming years in Europe. It prioritizes the well-being of patients, their families, of our citizens. And this plan is about hope, it is about resilience, and it is about action. In this plan, we aim to prevent the preventable. We must remember that 40% of all cancer cases are avoidable, so we will be addressing key risk factors, not only smoking and harmful alcohol consumption, but obesity, diet, the lack of physical activity we see nowadays, exposure to pollution or carcinogen substances and infections. We aim to eliminate cancers caused by the human papillomaviruses, and we're proposing support for member states on vaccinations with an aim to vaccinate at least 90% of a target population of boys and girls by 2030. And this will create, this is real prevention. We will create a tobacco-free generation with less than 5% of the population using tobacco by 2040, compared to around 25% today. And we will be looking at promoting healthier diets by reducing carcinogenic contaminants in food and nutrition labeling, marketing of unhealthy food products. And we are proposing mandatory labeling of ingredients and nutrient content and health warnings on alcoholic beverages. We often hear the phrase, early detection saves lives, and it sometimes just becomes a phrase, but this is science, and we know that early detection through screening give the best chances to beat cancer and to save lives. So we'll take action to screen more, but not only to screen more, because it's not about screening more, it's about screening better. It's about screening according to scientific optimal guidelines. We will be ensuring that screening programs are up to date based on the latest scientific evidence, and we will consider extending targeted screening also to other groups, such as prostate, lung, and gastric cancer, depending on the science always. So our actions are aimed to raise the quality of standard of cancer care. By 2025, we will be establishing a network linking recognized national comprehensive cancer centers in every member state to improve access to high-quality diagnosis of care. Every patient has the right to be treated in a comprehensive cancer center by a multidisciplinary team. This is the time when we need to bring all this together, and we will need to do this, we will also need a workforce that can deliver. So this year, we will be launching an interspecialty cancer training program to address skill gaps and support cross-border training. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number of those who have survived cancer is growing every year, and this is hope. And now we estimate that there's over 12 million people in Europe who have survived cancer, and we need to prioritize their well-being, and we address this in this plan. Because it's not, survival is in itself vital, but they also need to live well. All cancer patients, all patients after surviving and going through any disease, need to live long, but live well, free from discrimination and free from unfair obstacles. And this is also in the plan that we are presenting to you today. By 2023, we will launch the Better Life for Cancer Patients Initiative, focusing on the follow-up care. We will look at the return to work, at social integration and practices in the financial sector that can lead to unfairness on health grounds. We will be having a cancer survivor smart card tailored separately for adults and for children. We want to ensure that all cancer patients have the same chance of survival and access to care no matter where they live in the EU. And it is unacceptable that today we have different access to prevention programs across the EU, different rates for early diagnosis, the early detection, treatment, and of course survival. And we need to have a European Union that represents all its citizens equally. We'll be launching a cancer inequalities registry to identify the differences between member states and regions by 2022 so we can better direct our support. And we will be shining a different spotlight. We'll be shining a spotlight on childhood cancer. We need to address the different diagnostic, therapeutic, survivorship, and psychosocial needs of those children and adolescents who have been through cancer and their families. And this is important. This is a group of children and adolescents that do have different needs. And we need to look at these needs and also their access to innovative treatments. For this reason, this year, we will launch the Helping Cancer Children with Cancer Initiative to ensure that children have access to rapid and optimal detection, diagnosis, treatment, and care. So EU citizens deserve to live in a society that protects them from avoidable cancers, but that also ensures early detection. A society that provides equitable, affordable, high quality, and sustainable care to those who need it, regardless of where they live in the European Union. And the Europe's Beating Cancer Plan that Vice President Schinas and I are presenting to you today is our ambitious, it's our concrete, and our collective response to this demand. It's not a guaranteed solution, but it reflects a strong political commitment by the Commission to leave no stone unturned in our efforts against cancer. And its success can only come out of genuine partnership and genuine collaboration. So I look forward in the coming months and onwards to discussions with member states, with the parliament, with cancer advocates, with the scientific community, with all stakeholders to make this a reality. And I will be asking them what we are asking of you today, to join us on this journey, to walk this path, and to help us turn this concrete ambition into very concrete action.
Thank you, Commissioner. Do you want to say a word about the video which we'll be showing at the end of the press conference?
Yes, we are in strange times, but we felt with Vice President Schinas that we wanted to share this with you. Last year, as Vice President Schinas said, we were in the European Parliament. And for any of you who were there, you may have remembered a very inspiring group of women, the CEO of Change Choir from Ireland. And we had then discussed with them the possibility that 1 year later, if we were presenting the cancer plan, that they would join us again. They have been unable, of course, to be here because of COVID-19. But these women who truly, they inspire me and they move me, put forward a video with all the messages that they felt the plan represents to them. It's a video of hope and inspiration that they managed to do despite being in lockdown, which shows their determination. And we felt that we wanted to share this video with you. It will be after the Q&A for those of you who have, of course, the time and want to watch it. But for ourselves, their message in this video is that we can make things better. And I think that this is what it's about. And this is what these women teach us, that no matter how hard, no matter how tough days are, and days are so tough for each and every one of us in the COVID-19, we need to continue fighting, we need to continue to look forward, and we need to continue to try and make things better. So it's very much in the spirit of Europe's Beating Cancer Plan. Thank you.
Kif għedna fl-introduzzjoni għal-feature li smajna ftit tal-ħin dwar il-politika Ewropea dwar is-saħħa tal-kanċer, il-ġida kontra l-kanċer, kellna wkoll settur importanti li jintisaġ m'għandan kollu għaliex fil-kuntest ta' kif qed tiġi preżentata din il-politika apparti l-aspett tas-saħħa hemm elementi oħra li se jkunu qed imexxu lill-Unjoni Ewropea fil-ħidma tagħhom. U dawn jinkludu wkoll il-politika Ewropea dwar politika ta' koeżjoni. Fil-fatt, politika ta' koeżjoni ġil nitkellmu dwarha hija mhux nuża kelma underlying condition, imma hija underlying factor ta' ħafna mill-programmi ta' fondi tal-istess Ewropa u waħda mill-aspetti li nitkellmu dwarha fil-qasam tal-politika ta' koeżjoni hija l-mod kif din tista' tagħmel impatti u effetti differenti. Fuqiez li forsi u fondi Ewropej li mhux daqshekk ninżġu ma' politika Ewropea. Settur partikolari u għadak li għandhom tiġijiet partikolari illi grazzi għal dan fondi sar proġett partikolari u għek fejn traduċu allura il-politika li tikkontribwixxi għamod sostanzjali għal fondi li Malta tiħum l-Unjoni Ewropea u l-mod kif dawn jistgħu jagħmlu differenzi żgħar kbar differenzi però fil-mod kif inħarsu dejjem. Fost dawn għandek l-era digitali li hija realtà li ftit isir hemm ta' snin ilu bil-kemm forsi stajna nimmaġinaw il-possibilitajiet li din it-tina u għaliex illum hija wkoll parti integrali minn ħajjitna. U aktar ma nikbru qegħdin ikollna nadattaw għal ħajja fejn il-komunikazzjoni b'mezzi elettroniċi qed tieħu post ukoll dawk bil-kordi vokali, nisimgħu narrazzjoni, narrattivi, diskussjonijiet. U l-ħajja digitali m'għadix biss għażla iżda realtà li ma nistgħux naħarbu minnha, li nippruvaw nevitawha jfisser iżolament mid-dinja ta' madwarna qegħdin nesperjenzaw anke bħalissa fil-kuntest ta' pandemija fejn il-bżonnijiet diversi tan-nies saru aċċentwati minħabba l-realtajiet tal-mod ta' distanzjament soċjali eċetera parta wkoll meta wieħed jikkonsidra diffikultajiet oħrajn u mobilitajiet differenti. U għal ħafna speċjalment persuni b'ħtiġijiet persuni b'diżabilità mod partikolari fejn qed naraw nuqqas ta' dawl jew smieħ ir-realtà li qed ngħixu fiha tista' toħloq sfidi u ostakli Pero fortunatamente għal-ħafna l-iżviluppi teknoloġiċi moderni qed jgħinu wkoll biex jiffaċilitaw il-ħajja minn għandu diffikultà jew oħra, iżda ma kienx dejjem il-każ mod partikolari min jitkellem u jinqeda ta' kuljum bil-lingwa tagħna, lingwa nazzjonali, lingwa Maltija. Peress il-parti kbira tal-prodotti diġitali jinħolqu għal twieq kbar miljuni li jużaw lingwi komuni fuq id-dimnet l-Ingliż huwa naturali li kumpaniji multinazzjonali ma ħasbux li joffru s-servizzi tagħhom b'lingwi żgħar bħal tal-Malti. Eżempju dan huma l-prodotti diġitali nħolqu biex jgħinu l-dawk bżonnijiet problemi ta' smih u biex integraw fid-dinja diġitali kien jinkludu programmi li nħolqu apposta biex jaqraw il-kliem fejn pereżempju sit elettroniku jbekk jgħinu l-dawk li ma naqsin mid-dawl jew li siwa xi diffikultà biex jaqraw il-kliem miktub ikollhom din funzjoni. Ma dan kollu dan nħolqu biex bil-lingwi bħal l-Ingliż u lingwi barranin oħrajn. Dan ħoloq diffikultà għax dawk jistgħu jaċċessaw dawn it-tip ta' servizzi bil-Malti. U koll kienu jgħammi l-ħtieġa u kruċjali l-intervent tal-Fond ta' Koeżjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex jagħmlu differenza fil-ħajja tal-Maltin u Awġi. U b'investiment mill-Fond Ewropew l-Iżvilupp Reġjonali, huwa wieħed mill-fondi ta' politika ta' koeżjoni, il-Federazzjoni għall-Aċċessibilità tat-Teknoloġija tal-Informazzjoni f'Malta l-fita li taħdem fuq l-ewwel magna tad-diskors bil-lingwa Maltija. Kienet kisba għal ħafna. U jien nara il-sinifikat ta' din il-kisba għal numru ta' raġunijiet, għal net televa u t-sostni il-pozizjoni privileġġata ta' kull lingwa oħra li jenfih dan il-lingwi Ewropej għal lingwa uffiċjali tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Illi tkattar l-arfin, it-tixrid u l-użu tagħha anka għal dawk bieħtiġijiet speċjali. U permezz ta' investiment aktar minn 400,000 euro, il-parti l-kbira finanzjati minn dan il-fondi ta' koeżjoni, il-persuni b'disabilità li jkollhom bżonn tiġijiet biex jisimgħu u jixtarru jżaw l-lingwa Maltija, issa jistgħu jagħmlu dan mingħajr ma jiddependu fuq ħadd ieħor. Dinjità, indipendenza. Aktar minn hekk illum ħafna mis-servizzi tas-settur pubbliku u dak privat huwa disponibbli fuq l-internet u l-magna tad-diskors ġiet integrata fil-parti l-kbira ta' dawn is-servizzi. U dan huwa servizz li eżempju konkret ta' kif il-fondi Ewropej ta' koeżjoni jistgħu jagħmlu differenza fil-ħajja tan-nies. Li jibqa jiġi aġġornat regolarment b'mod li mijiet ta' persuni bi bżonnijiet speċjali kun jistgħu jibqgħu integrati biskik fis-soċjetà diġitali li qegħdin ngħixu llum. Intant kif tkellimna wkoll f'dawn l-aħħar ġranet, nfakru li hemm aspetti oħrajn bħall-politika ambjentali li jtieħu sopravvent anke fid-dawl tal-European Green Deal u tkellimna numru ta' okkażjonijiet anka dwar dan il-punt. Il-situazzjoni hija ovvjament żvilupp li evolvit matul il-snin u illi l-evoluzzjoni tagħha u allura anka kif ser inħarsu l-quddiem anka fid-dawl ta' dak li ser tkun qed tiġi minnaħa tal-politika ġenerali Ewropea ikollha wkoll l-iżvilupp essenzjali illi wieħed irid japprezza u iħares lejha anka mill-sinjifikati varji ta' l-istess Unjoni Ewropea, il-politika li taqgħet, il-politika li tqarreb, il-politika li toħloq iktar similaritajiet fil-livelli varji u distinti ta' l-aziendi. U anzi iktar mill-aziendi, skużawni, ta' bejn il-pajjiżi varji ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar ġranet nidiet il-programm u l-inizjattivi li ser ikunu qegħdin jiġu ppreżentati tul dawn din is-sena tul ix-xahar ta' Mejju illi ser ikun hemm qiegħed jiġi ppreżentat il-xahar Ewropew tad-diversità. Nisimgħu x'kellha tgħid dwar dan il-Kummissarju Ewropea minn Malta, Elena Dalli, dwar dan il-
There is an inadequate representation of diversity in our workplaces, especially at the decision-making level. And when decisions are taken from one perspective, the outcome does not serve the whole of society. This is true for our public institutions, as it is for businesses, NGOs, banks, universities, and all components of a particular society. This May, we celebrate European Diversity Month together with the members of the EU Platform of Diversity Charters. I call on workplaces all over the EU to join our campaign for more diversity and inclusion. If you are hosting a diversity event, a workshop, or a promotional campaign, spread the word. I want to hear from you. It is high time our workplaces represented our beautiful and diverse Europe in its entirety. I know that we can do this. Thank you.
Nġu fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balomba, jiena waħda xejn ringrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni u nkunalkom il-kumplament tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġġub lilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.